There are several metabolic problems that can be associated with horses. In a moment, we'll take a look at the more prevalent ones. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. These days, discussions of horse health can sound like an article from a medical journal, and many of the same terms are applied to humans and various animal species, even though the causes and symptoms may vary from species to species. Three metabolic problems that are getting a lot of attention in the horse world are insulin resistance, Cushing's disease, and metabolic syndrome. Horses with these disorders have an increased incidence of laminitis in adults and, perhaps, developmental orthopedic disease in growing horses. Both are areas of great concern for the health and welfare of the animal. These metabolic problems are often confusing and share similarities in their nutritional requirements, but they are different. Insulin resistance merely describes a situation wherein the horse has a reduced sensitivity to insulin's action of transporting glucose to the cells of the body to maintain normal blood glucose concentrations. The result is a higher than normal insulin release, particularly after a meal with lots of starch or sugar. Insulin has many other actions in the body, and high concentrations can be detrimental in a variety of systems, many of which are not well defined. Most, but not all, obese horses are insulin resistant. Insulin resistance is a factor in several other diseases, and it can be found in horses of every age. Most horse people are aware of equine Cushing's syndrome, with its signature retention of the long, shaggy winter coat, increased thirst and urination, and risk of laminitis. Cushing's disease is common in many other animal species, including humans and dogs, but the symptoms differ from the equine syndrome. This condition is caused by tumors or dysfunction of the pituitary gland that cause the release of extra cortisol from the adrenal gland. Cortisol is a stress hormone that affects many bodily functions. For the most part, Cushing's affects only horses over 20 years of age and is more prevalent in mares. Recently, it was discovered that the tumor location on the pituitary gland in this syndrome is different in horses than in other species. Because of this, it has been proposed to call the disease in horses pituitary dysfunction instead of Cushing's. You may hear both of these terms used referring to the same problem. Obesity, insulin resistance, and chronic laminitis are also the hallmarks of the disease being referred to as equine metabolic syndrome. In the past, horses exhibiting these characteristics were often described as being pre-Cushingoid. However, equine metabolic syndrome affects a younger group of adult horses. They do not exhibit the long Cushing's hair coat, and tests of pituitary function usually have normal results. Equine metabolic syndrome has some significant differences from the liked-named human metabolic syndrome. For instance, horses do not suffer from high blood pressure, which is a necessary element of the human condition. In the absence of telltale signs, such as the year-round shaggy coat associated with Cushing's, diagnosing insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and similar problems require veterinary diagnostic tests, many of which are expensive and time-consuming. Plus, the interpretation of many of the tests is still not accurate science. Blood work will be necessary, but for sure, do not rely on a single blood test because results can be influenced by the time of day the sample was taken, the feed most recently consumed, the season, and other factors. Work with your veterinarian to determine the series of tests most appropriate for your horse. For more information on the different tests available, check the Equine Science Center's fact sheet number 1067 about metabolic problems in horses. Feeding for all three diseases is similar, although medications and other therapeutic regimens will differ. Feeds with a grain-based should be restricted as much as possible. Feeds listing any sweetener, such as molasses, should be completely eliminated. Most hays will be safe to feed, although some, especially grass hays harvested in the Midwest or mountain regions, may be a problem for horses with severe metabolic problems. You can have the sugar and starch content of the hays tested, but the safe concentrations are not yet well established. Soaking hay in water for 20 to 30 minutes before feeding will reduce the sugar content, but it also increases the risks of molds in hot, humid climates. If the horse has access to pasture, limit its grazing time to the morning hours and use a grazing muzzle if necessary to limit its intake. Reduce the horse's weight if it is obese. For this reason, it is also recommended to eliminate high-fat rations or fat supplementation. As long as there is no pain or indication of laminitis, increase exercise as much as possible, even if it is just 15 minutes daily of proactive exercise, such as hand walking, lunging, light riding, or driving. Some horses may need more calories to maintain optimal body condition. In these cases, use plain rolled or flaked barley or beet pulp without sweeteners or molasses. And add fat supplements such as corn or vegetable oil or rice bran products. Be wary of supplementation with iron, chromium, or herbal supplements. Despite popular claims, there has been no scientific evidence proving that these have any effect on insulin sensitivity in horses. Metabolic diseases cannot be cured, but with proper nutrition and appropriate exercise, much can be done to keep these horses comfortable and productive. Nutrition is a key weapon in controlling the effects of these diseases. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet, number 1067, which is posted on the Equine Science Center's website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.